My guest at this time is Jim Gilchrist. He is the founder and president of the Minuteman Project. You remember them, of course, from several years ago all the way to the present, a citizens organization helping to make sure that American borders are secure after they were critical of, well, now the last two administrations for sure, if not even further back, for not properly securing America's borders. We want to get his reaction now to the president's executive order that would allow young illegal immigrants who came to the United States before the age of 16 and are currently under the age of 30 to not be deported and to be able to obtain work permits legally. And Jim, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on your program, Greg.
Well, there's a couple of different things in your statement here that I definitely want to get your elaboration on. Number one, you definitely see this as amnesty. The president sees this as a temporary program for about 800,000 folks who are currently labeled as illegal.
This is a blatant attempt at amnesty. It's also, in my opinion, an act of desperation to garner more votes in the in President Obama's attempt to be reelected in November. This is just another incremental step in opening up chain migration and amnesty for tens of millions of people who will come here illegally, as long as we continue to encourage them to do so. I've heard some commentators on the Obama side say that, well, 65 or 70% of the American public agree with what he's doing. That is balderdash. Less than 20% agree with what he's doing. The Democratic Party is not alone in this attempt to garner more votes, regardless of the rule of law. Some Republicans are just as blatant in their cavalier neglect of our immigration laws. And this is all being done without any conference with the electorate. Nobody asks me what I think should be done. Well, I'm going to tell you what I think should be done, and I think we should actually enforce our immigration laws. Otherwise, the message we're sending to our society is that we are no longer a nation of laws, that the rule of law applies only to those naive or foolish or gullible enough to obey the rule of law. That's certainly not what our founding fathers had envisioned as a foundation for this country, for its governance.
The other Obama argument that I know you've heard, and I'm guessing you disagree with, is that these are people who didn't deliberately come here illegally. Their parents brought them over here, and so to punish them for something they didn't do consciously would be wrong. He says, I believe his statement, he said, they're American in every way except on paper, so therefore these people should be treated a little bit differently than the typical illegal. How do you react to that?
Good question, and I'm glad you asked that one. First of all, there's something called consequences when our laws are broken. There's that collateral damage that either puts people in prison for breaking the laws and separates them from their families. That happens to American citizens every minute of the day. Illegal alien families should not be accorded a preferential treatment. And I'll get right to the point. What I'm saying is that these children of illegal aliens who, according to Obama, under no fault of their own were brought here, should not be entitled to stay here. If they are under 18, their parents should be repatriated back to their homeland. They have a choice, since the children are citizens by default, not by any act of law, but by default, because we don't have a law to govern who gets to be a citizen or not when you're born here, of illegal parents. The parents should have a choice. Either you can take your children under 18 with you, and they will be allowed to return to the United States through a processing method when they're 18 or over, because they still will be U.S. citizens. That will mean that we do have laws that are enforced, and they are enforced against those who bring their families over here or come over here illegally and then try to create families. For those who are here 18 years of age or older, well, they're already citizens if they were born here. For those who were not born here, sorry, you're going to be repatriated back to your homeland, and you're going to stand in line like the millions of legal immigrants who preceded you, and you're going to get processed through a U.S. embassy, and that embassy and our immigration screening process will decide whether you're going to be allowed to come here and live here. That's the way it's been since 1790, when the very first Congress of the United States created an immigration policy. They wanted an orderly queue of a prescribed numbers of legal immigrants with specific vocational skills needed to continue our nation as a global economic power. And number three, they needed to have the character and integrity, in other words, non-criminal backgrounds, necessary to continue us as a civilized society. And that's essentially what we've supposedly enforced up until 1965, when the late President Johnson and the late Senator Ted Kennedy essentially dismantled our immigration to the point where it was unenforced. Not unenforceable, but deliberately unenforced.
Jim, what's the reaction to the move by the president from the Border Patrol folks you talked to, as well as others like yourself that live near the border?
Very pejorative reaction about the president. Again, it's everyone seems to agree. Commentators like yourself or people who speak on this topic all over the country have the same soundbite, and I do too, and that's that the president is attempting to pander to a multi-million population of illegal aliens who, within 5 years after they're given a pathway to citizenship, will become voting citizens and will vote for the Democratic Party, essentially assuring that the Democrats will control every office in the country, from dog catcher to president of the United States, perhaps for 50 or 100 years. I think the Republicans would make the same attempt. I think George Bush, the reason he was so weak on immigration law enforcement was for that same reason. We want to pander to a potential voting bloc that could make the difference between us staying in power forever or having to turn it over to the Democrats or the Republicans or the Independent Party members, so on and so forth. This is nothing but political exigency. It has nothing to do with the rule of law. It has nothing to do with the concepts or principles that our founding fathers set forth in our Constitution. And finally, I have to say that it really, really bothers me that we have young men and women coming home in body bags who have made the ultimate sacrifice for this country, yet we don't enforce our immigration laws. We pander to the illegal aliens who don't have to go and fight those wars and who don't have to put their lives on the line like our U.S. citizens predominantly do. Yes, there is a very, very tiny segment of people in the military who may or may not be illegal aliens, maybe a few hundred, but there are not millions of them. And we have approximately 20 to 30 million, no one has a final tally, of illegal aliens currently occupying U.S. territory, and we do not need 20 to 30 million illegal aliens to harvest our strawberries and our vegetables. They're here for other reasons. And I'm holding this position where I want our laws enforced, and I want the illegal aliens and their family members dealt with under the rule of law and respectfully repatriated back to their homelands, where they can respectfully apply for reentry. Millions of them will not be able to come back.
Jim, very last question before we let you go. The president's rule didn't specifically talk about a pathway to citizenship. Are you assuming that given additional legal status here in some capacity, that it's just a matter of time before that happens?
Eventually, if the president continues issuing executive orders to deal with this issue, yes, he can literally force upon the American people his concept of what the rule of law is. And the rule of law, according to his concept, with what he did last Friday with this attempt at amnesty, is the rule of law is what I decided is from my desk on a minute-by-minute basis. Well, that's not going to fly. He can't even get his own party to agree to an amnesty. He had 2 years, from 2009 and 2010, when the Democrats controlled Congress, to easily pass an amnesty bill. This is also a little sidebar here. Potential vice presidential candidate Mark Rubio has presented an amnesty solution, or a something equivalent to what the president did, but not as blatant. But he, too, has attempted to try to resolve this problem for children of illegal aliens who were brought here under no fault of their own. I think Obama saw this coming, and he made a preemptive strike to take the influence that Mark Rubio might have on this issue away from the Republicans.
Jim, that'll have to be the last word. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. You take care. Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir. Jim Gilchrist is the founder of the Minuteman Project. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.